right. Good morning. Brock, Hunter.
What's up, man?
And Tito.
What's up?
Tito's here.
Yeah, so I got this new this desk that I'm using for the home studio. Dude, I don't know why cats love desks so much.
Man, it's not that they love desks. The desks, they love attention, and they see you sitting there like, he's touching that thing. He should be touching me. Because they're perverts.
Right? That's why they love keyboards. You're right. There's something about that. Because, dude, behind me, plenty of spots. Yeah. Nice soft couches and chairs.
They need to be up there in front of you with their booty hole in your face, just swinging it around, going, meow, meow.
He's looking too. He knows we're talking about him.
It's a weird thing, dude. It's a weird thing. I'm telling you.
Cats are weird.
They understand.
I think cats are aliens, man. I think that's what it is.
Might be. Looking at those eyes sometimes, you're like,
You know, go back to the ancient Egyptians, man, all right? They worshipped cats. They worshipped them, all right? Mm-hmm. They built monuments to them, okay? The cats were like sacred. Right, people were mummified, buried with their mummified cats. Like, it was a big deal. So, go into the fact that everyone says that they used alien technology to build the Great Pyramids.
No, it's just a bunch of cats.
Yeah, just a bunch of kids. Bunch of cats floating, meow, and their little cat spaceships all high on catnip. And then the ancient Egyptians worshipped them because they helped the alien cats help them build the pyramids.
And I don't know about all that. I'll tell you one thing, though. Those pyramids... mouse free.
Seriously, think about any mice around there? Big rats? No.
Hell no.
No. Yeah. Did you ever see that thing that you can get for your cat where it's a medallion you put around their tail and it covers up their booty hole?
I did see that. Here's the thing, though. What happens when they, go to the bathroom?
Well, I think when they move, like when they squat, it swings out a little bit.
Flaps up? I don't think so. I don't think it does.
I don't know. Get one for Tito. See what he says.
No, I kind of. Meow. He likes showing off his booty hole.
All cats do. It's weird, man. It's like, look, give me some pets, and then boom, here's my butt.
Just imagine if humans were like that, walking around, dude. Oh, hey, what's up?
Yeah.
Check this out, right here.
I've known a few.
Known a few.
You go to OnlyFans, you can find those. So that's for sure.
Damn.
Yeah.
You're not wrong.
My booty hole, man. Anyway, we got to keep moving here. It's time for your morning dump.
It's the morning dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
Stop it, for God's sakes. As always, your morning dump brought to you by Pump.
Dad.
Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-77.
77.
Or visit pumpthatseptic.com. And if you don't know what Hunter is talking about, just search South Park cheese and you'll know exactly what we're talking
about. Say hello to my little friend.
Hey. let's see. By the way, Brandon said literally every drunk girl at the bar does that. I think we talked about that. Yeah, that was always done. How about this? It's been more than 18 months since the pandemic started, which is crazy. And some people are still using it as an excuse to not work out, or they're just not interested in exercise. In a new survey, 39% of American adults said they work out 0 times per week. Working out was defined as going to the gym, biking, jogging, or any moderate to intense physical activity for at least 20 minutes.
Wow, so you could just go out for a walk and not be a part of that study, huh?
Well, I mean, maybe like a mall walk, like a power walk, you could probably do that. I mean, intense physical activity. I think a walk should be thrown in there. So
we're gonna hang on to the pandemic for years. It's gonna be 30 years down the road. Man, really recovered.
Is that a little scary though? That 39% of adults are like, I don't do any physical activity.
Well, no, you know what that is? It's a study that 39% of adults are just looking for some sort of excuse not to do anything.
God, you gotta
do something.
That's
what it is.
You gotta do something.
Don't you get
tired
of not doing anything? You people out there, they're just kind of walking around looking up at things, not doing much. Like, doesn't that get old? Like, don't you wake up one day, you're like, dude,
you should do something.
You should probably do something. You know, and it's not even, you don't have to do much.
Just a little bit. You know, I kind of look it out. I look at it like if you're the kind of person that goes to the grocery store and you use one of those jazzy carts that you don't need. That you don't need. You just do it because you're lazy. This is the kind of person we're talking to. Just take a walk. All right, just take a walk. Okay. Now, again, if you need the cart, I'm not knocking you. Okay. If you're old or.
That's what they're there for.
That's what they're there for. But if you're just someone that just doesn't want to walk through the grocery store, this is kind of geared towards you. That could be your weekly exercise. Just go walk through the grocery store. Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. You know, walk to the gallon jug of Cheez-Its there, you know, cheese puffs that you buy. Okay, at least that helps. That helps a little bit.
Get out there and do something. You know, there's a lot of people need help right now. They could use you.
The states with the least active residents are Mississippi, Tennessee, Indiana, Illinois, and Kansas. Mm. Yeah. There you go.
People are lazy people.
Yeah.
Don't want to do a damn thing.
That's what it boils down to. I can't do it. I can't exercise. It's COVID. Yeah, it's what's going on.
Stings.
Well, here's actually something you can do. This kind of leads us into our next story here. Something that you can do to be active. According to a new study, playing active video games that involve players using body movements to score points can be just as healthy as jogging. Researchers were looking at heart rate, blood pressure, and the way the body uses oxygen. Sure enough, hopping around while playing these active video games produced similar results to hopping on a treadmill.
I hope they're talking about the Quest, the Oculus Quest 2.
I guarantee that's
it. If you guys out there haven't gotten one, just get one. I'm telling you, winter's coming. You're going to want one.
Yeah, and Hunter, I'm right there on board with you, and I think I've kind of talked about this before. I'm really excited for when, those fully active VR simulations are in, where you get that little treadmill that you can run on, all right? You know, you got all this stuff, and you can go to places now and do that. They have gaming areas, centers.
Dude,
yeah.
It's already here. There's some crazy things going on right now. So they just updated a game on the Quest called a VR workout, and they're adding a jogging and different things into it. But dude, this game is kind of cool, man. It's do you ever see the Guitar Hero? You know how those things come at you and you got to hit. So imagine working out and you got to put your hands through rings and you're doing planks and you're reaching up and put your hands and feet through rings. Yeah. Dude, it's crazy. You're sweating after a few minutes of doing this thing.
I did. When we were at your house drunk playing that Whiplash. God, dude, I was sweating my ass off at the end of that.
Pistol whip?
Or pistol whip, whatever it was.
Sweating your ass off at the end of one of those levels, dude.
I was drunk and sweaty at the end of that, man. It was crazy.
You know?
No, I think that's, a great way if you're not on board with, because let's be honest, being on a treadmill sucks, but if you're playing a video game like this, now if you're just sitting on the couch, but moving your thumbs and everything, your heart rate may get up if you're playing a scary game, but that's not the same. You got to get up and move. Hell, even Wii bowling is a better option. You know what I mean?
You're doing something.
Yeah.
Dude, they just came out with this game, Space Pirate Trainer, it's called. And it's, Brock, paintball. It's straight up space paintball. And you need a 30 by 30 foot space to play this because you're running around.
That's awesome.
Just like you are in paintball. Dude. So you go in this arena and all these objects come up that you can hide around.
Yeah.
And you run around and play each other.
I'm telling
it's
you
incredible.
What, man. New homes are going to be built with VR rooms in the future. They're going to be built with VR rooms or garages in the future.
Because it's awesome, guys. Yeah. Dude, it's unbelievable. Every time I put it on still. It's no way.
Blows your mind. And you can get a great workout. That's how Hunter stays so skinny. That's what it is, because he's always always on that. That's what it is. That's his workout routine. That's why his legs are so spindly. He's always running around playing his VR.
Yeah. Constantly yogging into VR.
I can't wait for the VR Leisure Suit Larry. That is the game that's going to be.
Yeah, that's why you haven't gotten it yet.
No, I'm waiting for the Walmart version VR Leisure Suit Larry. That's it. All right, so what do we got? We got a bunch of fatties just sitting around on their jazzy scooters and active video games, hopefully making you not fat. I like that. That is your morning dump. We'll be back.
The Morning Dump, brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them today, 269-445-7777, or visit pumpthatseptic.com.